Hello and welcome to The Lamplighter. If you were with us last time, you know that we were visiting with Julie James, who is with a ministry called Deliberately Graced, born out of her time in the Greenville Correctional Prison here in the general area. And then we also talked with Kristen Roberts, who was befriended by Julie when she came to the prison and found rededication to God in a big way. And we just started a story with Holly Dunn from Iowa, as she also got to know them over there at Greenville. And Holly, I'm so sorry we interrupted your story so quickly. You found yourself by surprise at Greenville, and then you got to know Julie. Tell us your story, please. Go ahead.
I met Julie at Greenville, and we had a prayer group every Tuesday together. We prayed with any and all ladies on the campus that needed it, that were going through things with their families, deaths, loss of children, court cases. We also did a music ministry that we had on Thursdays, and even some dance ministry for a little bit. My story is I'm a recovering drug addict. I've struggled with drugs most of my life. After my divorce at 30, I got very heavily into drugs, started selling drugs, and received a very lengthy sentence in which I served almost 14 years. My family brought me to church. Like Kristen and Julie, you kind of are in and out and in and out. But after my divorce, I was completely out and on my way to death for sure. When I remember praying on the road, God, please, I can't take this anymore, but please don't send me to jail. Please don't send me. And that's exactly what he did. He sent me to prison to wake me up. Unfortunately, even I became very bitter and angry about my sentence. And until my mother found out that she had cancer, that was when I rededicated my life completely back to God.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
I've been praying for that. My mom has been praying for me faithfully, and the church has been praying for me faithfully. For years I was caught up in my addiction and even in my incarceration because of my environment and everything else that I was dealing with. I, you know, became what I was around. And when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and 4 months later she died.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
That must have hit you very, very hard. How did that bring you to the Lord when you realized your mom was gone, but she was a prayer warrior for your soul?
I made my mom a promise before she died, and all she wanted me to do was come back to the Lord. And so I promised her I would, and that's what I did. And my life began to improve. I was in a higher security prison, and after dedicating my life to the Lord, I did the drug program, and I completed it, and I was able to go to Greenville Camp, where I then got involved with the dog program, and between God and the dog program, it softened my heart so much, and it taught me how to love again, love myself, and love the Lord, and allow people to get closer to me, because I was so standoffish, and I was rude and not very nice to people a lot, and so when I came home almost 2 years ago, bitter person, I was full of love and ready to live.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Did you have people talk to you that knew you and said, Holly, you've changed?
Oh, yes. My family. I don't really associate with any people from the past too much because I'm very protective of who I surround myself with. But anybody that knew me before and knows me now, I think it takes a while for people to believe that you are going to the life that you had prior to prison. I mean, even the police department. and now, yeah, they used to not like me very much in Sioux City. So I have a wonderful probation officer. She works with me. She has confidence in me. It's just...
I bet you're a joy to work with.
Sometimes.
Now, have you been able to touch other people's lives? Have other people come to you and say, how did you do this? Can you tell me about your Jesus?
I have tried to talk to people about it. Unfortunately, the people I deal with are people still caught up in their addiction.
And you know that life,
so
don't you?
Yes. And I have to set boundaries. I want to help them. I love them. I have two nieces who are still out there. And when they get clean and are ready, and I've shared about how God can change their life, and they're just not ready, and I can't get myself too involved. I can be there, like on phone calls and stuff, but I've taken a couple of them out to eat a couple times.
Yes.
But I still have to be cautious about what I allow into my life.
Because of the past temptation.
I've shared my story. I am not tempted. God has taken that completely away from me. I have
okay.
no temptation to do drugs anymore, and I'm so thankful.
Good. Well, Holly, I understand you need to be careful how you reach out to people, but I also know that you're trying to set goals in your life and you're trying to grow as a Christian so that you can reach out to others. How is this going in your life? How are you progressing spiritually and dealing with your drug addiction that you had to fight?
Well, as I said, I thank God for it every day. I don't have the temptation to get high anymore. It's not even a thought that crosses my mind. Seeing people active in their addiction, kind of your heart goes out to them, but then you just thank God that I'm not that person anymore. I've set little goals and I've achieved them. I'm continuing to work towards my bigger goals. My probation officer actually recommended me for a mentor program, which I pray that they call and I can participate in, because then I could reach out to even more people.
Good.
I think hearing people's stories of success in a world where you feel like there is no hope, like the hopelessness and the darkness that addiction takes you to is sometimes so overwhelming that you would just rather not be alive. But when you get through it and God brings you to the other side, the reward is that you're free from that. I'm not saying that life is a bed of roses. It's hard work out here every day.
Yes.
But I'm so grateful for the opportunity to prove to my family and my children.
Good.
And people who knew me before that see me now.
Yes.
And that I'm still sober and not doing those things. It's a blessing.
And can I also suggest, and I've not been down your road, but I hear your discipline in your life. Would I be right in saying, aside from the fight that you had to fight for poor choices, you are learning to be disciplined.
Yes.
And everyone needs that.
But that's what God
teaches us. Everyone needs that. In the Christian walk, we need that. I don't care if you've never, ever yes. smoked, drank, go down the list, da-da-da-da-da. You need just as much discipline as Holly does, as Kristen does, as Julie does, as I do and you do. Tell us a verse that really comes home and brings it to you about your relationship with God.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus who saves me.
What a powerful, powerful
because
verse.
Some days it doesn't feel like it, and I have to remind myself.
Do you wake
up? Or Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
I love that one, too. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I'm God.
Oh, I was just writing that one today. Whoever once said doing the Jeremiah verse.
For I know the plans I have laid for you, plans to prosper,
it's
plans
fine.
For an expected end.
We've been talking with Kristen Roberts and Holly Dunn because they have befriended Julie James, who found herself along with these other women at the Greenville Correctional Prison out here. And Julie, I understand you got some of your extra Christian growth because you're able to pick up WJLY over there in Greenville. Is that right?
Yes. I feel that radio is a very, very crucial part of ministering to you when you're in prison. You can download you can get an MP3 player, you can purchase it for a very high dollar amount in prison, and you can download music, but you don't get the pastors, the preachers, like WJLY did for us. When you go out and walk a track, you're going to go out and walk a few miles on a track, you can put your radio station out in the open, because we were in a prison camp where it's kind of like a college dorm, you don't have fences, and you're able to listen to preachers minister to you and hear
Good.
Their messages and speak into your life. So in turn, it was a ministry to us there, and now we can go out and speak our testimony and minister to others as well.
Yes.
On the same radio station.
Yes. And Julie, you are more organized in a ministry that you've been working with several years now, Deliberately Graced. It's hashtag Deliberately Graced on Facebook, and you're going to have a website.
Yes.
So tell us about the website.
It's going to be... it's a blog. It's going to be a daily journal and of writings of things that God puts on my heart to write about on a daily basis, whether it be from my journey or from the journey of others that have spoken to my life.
Very good.
It's just an accumulation of daily studying that I do with the Lord on a daily basis, and He'll put something on my heart and inspire me to write it, and I'll put it out there and share it with others.
As you reach out, last words here, as you reach out to people that are growing in the Lord, what is the one or two things you would tell people who are growing as Christians that they absolutely have to do in their Christian walk?
Well, first they have to be in their Word. They have to be in your Word, and you have to take it seriously. You need to read God's Word, and then you need to apply that Word to your life. You need to carry it forward and be proactive with what God is teaching you through His Word, and put actions behind your words, behind His Word that He is teaching you. It's very, very important to do that.
Good. And then, like I said before, we're coming to a close. We've been talking with Julie James. She's been with Deliberately Graced. That's hashtag Deliberately Graced on Facebook. And she's starting a website that I'm sure she'll announce on Facebook when she has a chance. And Kirsten Roberts and Holly Dunn, thank you so much for your ministry as well and your testimony. I hope it's encouraged a lot of people today.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you.
And Kirsten, work on that Southern accent, won't you, please?
Anytime you want to hear it, feel free to call me.
Okay. Thanks so much to our listeners.
I love these ladies, Dick.
Yes,
they're amazing.
Don't let them go, Julie. Do not let them go. And thanks so much
to our
listeners. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful Amplighter program.